So these activity books or workbooks are were already distributed among the students. And then we did two things. One was because of the COVID, we could not reprint because we knew these workbooks were consumable and many of them have already used it up. We have used the khata, which they also had, to replicate those activities and workbooks, activities from the workbooks. So they would copy the questions and then do it again on the khata. That was one. And then secondly, when the lockdown was a little bit flexible, then we reprinted the workbooks and distributed it again. So we have our printers. This is UNICEF policy that there is a minimum threshold, and if any printing cost goes beyond that threshold, it will be managed by UNICEF office. So we have our own printers selected already, like through LTA, and our procurement team handles that. Procurement is always in a systematic manner. The only challenge I can think of is when, for example, there are times, for example, in December, January, the printers are pretty busy because usually there is a book fair in February, and then in January there is this government distribution of books. So there are lot of printers are occupied with that. And also, for example, the market sometimes do not have the required paper, required quality of paper, so it might take a little while, or we need advanced planning. So those kind of things happens. So that is the printing. And then distribution is when the printing is ready, we collect requirement from the sector, because UNICEF supports the whole sector with regard to materials. So we collect the requirement from all the sector partners that how many pieces they want for which level. And accordingly, we distribute it to the partners. And partners have the responsibility to distribute it, to take it to the learning centers. From there, it is distributed to the state students. The distribution dates are fixed at sector level. So exactly which date the distribution will be done, that is preset by the sector. So we know already during that time, a lot of monitoring happens. So we are in the field to see whether the distribution is being done properly or not. Distribution has never been a challenge so far until this COVID period. During this COVID period, of course, because of the lockdown, students are not coming to the learning centers. It is very difficult for teachers to carry certain number of books to every student in the household. We are still doing it, and thankfully the teachers are not complaining yet, but you know, it is time consuming. It is not easy because in the camp, the terrain is pretty high and low, up the hill and down the hill and things like that. So this has been quite challenging during this COVID period.